Mashal, so many different people, the Shlevi brings a Zasak Mashal, they all bring another type of Mashal from the Mejid Samagi, the Kol Shofar, as a child who's gone away from the house, his father's a king, he's gone away from the house for a long time, and he's, he forgot the language, he doesn't know how he's going to be reunited with his father, because he doesn't can't speak the language anymore, different type of dress, he doesn't speak the same, doesn't dress the same, doesn't look the same, every country's got their. He says, how is he ever going to be reunited with his father? He's nervous. One day he heard his father, the king, is coming to that city. So the child goes out and says, now how is he going to make contact with his father? Won't believe him. So his father's the king of X and he's in country Y. So he sees his father, he gives a shriek. His father straight away turns around and says, that's my son's voice. So that's the Kol Shofar. I'm all over that. I'm Dibor, we've spoken Dvarim Leitavim, and it could be, you know, and the way we speak and the way we think, Alta's friend, everything was Zahar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the year. Comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're thinking, how do we dare speak to HaKadosh? We don't even know how to speak to Rav Shlomo anymore. We don't even know how to be Mechav and our tefillahs and Bilbulim in our minds and everything. And how are we going to reconnect to the Rav Shlomo? The whole Indian of Tshuvas to reconnect. Comes to Kol Shofar, we hear the shriek. That's how we connect to Rav Shlomo. That's the coil, that's the pnimis of the dibur. Mdavsh kan dibur, mdavsh kan this, mdavsh the other. Everything else is friend. But once you connect back with the coil of shofar, with the innermost, with the pnimis, should the pnimis of shriek, is then that the Rebbein Shalom turns around straight away and says, that's my kindach. That's my dikazah.
Kilo askev in the shriek.
Yeah. Kilo askev in the shriek. And that's Shad, the Shofar Gadol is the power of Oivdim. Even Yid and Oivdim is a Yid and Oivd. He's Oivd, Oivd is lost, Mamish completely simulated. For that you need a Shofar Gadol. But the Shofar represents the Atzmis. That's what Shofar represents. And everything else is this thing where the Atzmis that you cash out of the Rebbein Shalom is left. The Shofar is the Atzmis that you cash out that we have in the Rebbein Shalom. The Satan makes us feel that we are atzmistic, connected with Shlussim and Narishka. And the whole Chet of Adam Rishon was, from Eitzadas. The Pshat is the Eitzadas means that the Ra was Mechutz and the Ra went Bifnim. And then the Pshat is the Ra, all talk about the Ra was outside, and he ate it, he internalized, I was internalizing Ra, and he thinks that the Ra is part of his Metzius. People think that they have two Be'etzim sides to them. They have the Tzad HaToiv to them, and they have the Tzad Ra to them. And that's their Be'etzim. They are Be'etzim half Toiv and half Ra. And they have to be Koivish one the other. So Chamam Shasheka V'chosef. The Be'etzim Ayid is Kulei Toiv. It's Kulei Toiv. And the Yitzhahara, Jeta Makop, that the Chilek Ra is Mamish HaChilek from him as well. Or Be'etzim and the Chilek Ra is a Vada, not part of the Yid. It's a Chitzonistik, a Kesha. It's not the Etzim of the Yid. Tir Shofar is Megala with the Etzem Yidis. When we hear the Tir Shofar, then the person feels how all he wants is only to be Rotzim Hashem. Koyfenei Sachim Eretzani. Every year the Koyfenei Sachim Eretzani. In other words, the Yom Adin gives a trace. The Yom Adin is like the Koyfen. It's like Koyfenei Sachim Eretzani. The Yom Adin gives a person a shock. It's like a Bechin of Makin. Makinei Sachim Eretzani. And then a person wakes up and says, you know, Rabban Shalom Eretzani. This is V'Sechvil. This is what I want. I don't want anything else. That's the sort of Tkistam Yushu, Tkistam Umut, Kreel Avalben as a Sotam. Because he's Mavalbelas, Middle Keneged Middle, and Rosh Hashanah is the day, the whole day of Ritzin Sakop, the whole year he's Mavalbelas. He makes us think that we really want it, and he makes us not know what we want. Push it, Ritzin Sakop, and he's Mavalbelas completely. And comes out the whole Bechino of Ritzani, the Bechino of Kuifer. That Indian of Reitzani comes out. Then Yid will the Eivishter, and Yid feels for the Eivishter, and Yid realizes that everything else he didn't even want, and it's Chal not him. And that's the Indian of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Brias Adam Rishon. It's the Chelik Lifnei Achet, and Chelik La'achar Achet on Rosh Hashanah. And through the Kiyas Shofar, we get to the Chelik Lifnei Achet. Well, we get to the thing we call out to Rav Shlomo, and we say the Atzmus, the Kekesha, only one Rav Shlomo. And that's the pachad is the koyfen oisei, and that's the yamadin and the tefillahs, that's the koyfen oisei. And then we hear the shofar, and then it's the bechin of reitzon yifaked, and we're happy. Then there's a simcha dekechelik of Rosh Hashanah. Simcha dekechelik of Rosh Hashanah, where it's nizbarek. That's the whole sequence. In other words, Yom Kippur is taka where we stand. Yom Kippur is a day of reitzon. That's taka how we want to be. Rosh Hashanah is where we're megala what we want, where we're still full of the shtusim. And megala what we want, that the emes we never wanted. Yom Kippur falls away. Yom Kippur is a day where we stay exactly with the way we manage the right side. That's the mamish, the void of Tkiya Shofar. The void of Tkiya Shofar is a person to feel that he's giving out that shriek. It's coming from so deep within him. That Ribbono Shel Olam, everything else is all on the surface. Ribbono Shel Olam, everything else is on the surface. Oh, but what I want is the right side. That's the beginning of the Rambam association. Get motion. Taken as the Rambam says, Gala, the Bible, the Yidon he wants. The Yidon he wants, Koyt Shamayim, the Yidon he wants, the Sabbath, the Ki. He only wants mitzvahs, he only wants dvikas, he only wants shtokas, he only wants avodah. And that's he was mavalbel the whole year round. So Rosh Hashanah is his time to get mavalbel. And it's the case the moment, case the yishuv, the mavalbel is the sod. That's the sod, that's the simcha that comes after Rosh Hashanah. Simcha comes with Hashanah, take away the bilbel. Ain't simcha kataras as fakes. The person who thinks that he's be'etzim toiv and he's be'etzim lo toiv. The whole time he's living with he doesn't know what he is. Yetoiv and Nishtoiv, he doesn't know what he is. The Sheif is Megala, the Vanti Gazach, the Sheif is Megala, the Chasim Sofer. The Chasim Sofer writes, the Gra writes, Chaim Elojan, it's written, Chaim Elojan writes, Simcha is a Gavanti Gazach, the Tchid Sheif is a Gavanti Gazach. All that is fine, right? The Tchid Sheif is a Pachad. Chaim Elojan writes, it's a Mighty Gazach. Just imagine a son getting reunited with his father after all these years, and he thought he was miyayish that his father would ever be miyachas to him. How is he going to believe him? And when he gives out that shriek, and his father turns around and says, "That's my son," just imagine how they embrace each other. So that's the simcha that Tkiya Shofar. The avada, the pachad, and the emes, and the emadim, is all the koifin of say, "Achi emer mitzani." So that Tkiya Shofar, that's the right son here. Chvildi Hamashofar. I want you, Manishlam. I need you, Manishlam. That's what every Yid is zeicher to. When he breaks into Moedei Simcha, at that point, that's when we get reunited with Moedei Simcha.
So we can learn Shabbos.
Who?
So.
Shabbos is the whole. Most of Shabbos is Toshiv. Shabbos is Goyish. Shabbos Chayiv Misa. Shabbos is a Goyish guy. It penetrates in a Yid. The main thing is obviously Goyish. He likes this. He likes all the Goyish and Irish. But on Shabbos, the Goy hasn't got Drizes regular b'chlav. Goyish Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So Shabbos is a day which is a kula Yiddish day. Shabbos is a day where kula and Megala attack the previous looking at you. So Shabbos is Shiashim is the story between the Doid and the Rei, the Skashris, the Chibur, the Chadoidi, the Kuskalas, the Chamatzah, the Chosin Akala, the Kemsoes Chosin Akala, Yes, the Sarach, the Koyach. Shabbos is a day of a kid. Shabbos is a day where Melachta Chasuyo, Shabbos is a day where completely Messiah Tas, and what was the same with Shana is the gala that all we want is the right son. No, nothing else. Shabbos is the same thing. Melachtach asuya. Everything we have to do in Olam Hazeh, that's asuya. That's no shaykh asas bechla. Shaykh asas. What we have is only what's left is the richness. So that's why that's the bechin of every Shabbos is mesugat.
Even without the shriek?
Even without the shriek. Shabbos is mesugat. Like Shabbos gives a person a neshama yisayu. Neshama yisayu is the neshama. And a person is his neshama. The guf is a levush. The bilbul that we were talking about is that you have a guf and you have a neshama. So you think that they're both be'etzim you, and this is pulling you one way, this is pulling you another way. When Shabbos comes in the neshama yisera, so the guf doesn't feel fakir, the guf doesn't feel gashmi anymore, the neshama is the king. The neshama is goyver over the guf in a way that the guf can feel the ruchni of the Shabbos to come achal. So go on to the madriga. There's no gashmi, there's no guf. Shabbos, no machinus. It's the same guf, and Shabbos says, Me'ein al mahava, that al mahava is going to be with the guf. But Shabbos is the same b'chinah where Yid feels that all he has and all he wants is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a day where there's no bilbul. There's no boyer, there's no bilbul. Everything's klal, everything's klal. Everything else belongs, all the taivas, everything belongs b'chutz l'machne. What's left for hoya machanecha kodesh, what's left is the Ritzani. That's the son of Rosh Hashanah. And then you keep it. The Nochash is Mesis. The Nochash told all the Mishnah, if you're Kulei Ruchni like he was before the Chet, it's like a Malach, more than a Malach. It's a Mele Ham. But Shaychus, you have to Olam Hazeh, you have to live, you have to be civilized, you have to live, you're born with a Guf. So how do you do it? You have to have Epsa Taiva, Epsa Mashiach, it's a Devil, you have to have Epsa Mashiach. So each one is a Das, you'll have Epsa Mashiach, you'll use it, L'shem Kedusha, Ahin and Ahev, you'll have Epsa Mashiach. That's what you entice them to, because without that, it says, without that, it's a Das. So what shaykhs do you have? The Gvam Gashmi, Achila, Shtiya, the Gvam Gashmi. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur is where we talk an envoy the achil of the So after Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is the nochash is time. What do you answer to the nochash is time? The Torah says after Yom Kippur you have to chalachal the sukkah. Everything you do there, it's the only mitzvah in the Torah. The whole group goes into the sukkah. You eat other mitzvah, you drink a mitzvah, the tile of the sukkah, a mitzvah, sleeps, it does it, whatever he does in the sukkah is a mitzvah. That's what we're showing the nochash. We're showing the nochash, you're telling us that we need to have episode taiva, we need to have episode dos. Just Torah mitzvahs is ha'oizkitin, you parish from al mazeh, parish from gashmis. The answer to the nochash is, it comes to chalas sukkos. And there, so what are you talking about? A mitzvah, we feel more ready to kedusha, to sit in the sukkah, to sleep in the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah, and to walk in the sukkah. What are you talking about? You have to do an aveira to live in this world? Okay, so you can live in this world and you can even make kind of mitzvahs. And the Baruch Shalom wants us to live in this world. He wants us to live in this world with a mitzvah to go with. That's a shock and a terror of the Noch HaShnada. So Sukkot is stuck in the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah. So it's a pachad with myself. To straighten ourselves out, but then we have a simcha of Baruch Hashem and the Baruch Shalom recognizes us. He recognizes that tefillah. Of Adam, we have Adam. It's the beginning of Lifnei Achit and Achri Achit.